All right, grill masters, gurus, dorks who have to, like, think they're better than you because they can grill better, they're at it once again, okay?
Oh, no. Well, it is the season.
I'm sick of it. Yeah, it started with turkeys, okay? For a while, everybody cooked their turkey in the oven.
Right.
It was the easy thing to do. We all did it. We threw a turkey in the oven. It got too dry. You were supposed to, like, keep basting it. It was hard.
Yeah.
Turkeys, yeah. Right. Then...
Now you're judged if you don't fry it.
Then people started frying. And I was like, oh, you're better than I am. Now, I will say, once you had the fried turkey, and you see, like, the time spent on it, and, like, you don't have to, like, monitor for that long, that precisely, and, like, you're probably not going to dry it out.
Yeah.
Like, this actually seems like a pretty decent deal.
I'm just now, terrified of blowing the house
up. I was about to say, there is the small risk with huge implications.
Yeah.
You're probably not going, like, in the oven, you're probably not going to ruin the turkey. But even if you do, you're just going to ruin the turkey.
Yeah, not your house.
When you fry a turkey in scalding hot oil, you're probably not going to ruin the turkey. But if you ruin something, it could mean, you know, disfiguring your pet or burning down your back deck and more. Right. Yes. Okay. But I dutifully went in, figured out how to do it. Got myself a vat of oil to fry a turkey in and
Does
learned how to do this.
What kind of oil? Is that key too?
I think there's a few you can do and a few you can't. There's some oils burst into flames at a lower temperature than others.
Right.
You want one that can, like, hold a decent temperature,
right?
Safer. So I think peanut oil does the job. Gets really hot and bubbles without actually lighting on fire. So I did that. So now I grill turkey, right? And I fry my turkey. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I am a modern man. I'm doing things the way that we're supposed to be doing now. And then this year, or maybe last year, some of you out there started doing something that I've learned is called spatchcocking your turkey, where you're like, you're getting charcoal grills. You're getting it perfectly timed. You're doing the temperature, but not just with a little thermometer and a dial. Like, you're getting the exact number of charcoal grills. Maybe you got some wood pellets in there or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're putting it on a certain way. All, not because it tastes better. This is all so that you can say you're special and you grill better and more than I do.
Yeah.
That you're leaving behind the turkey fryers of the world.
They probably have, like, a special apron, too, with a bottle opener on it.
All this stuff. All of this stuff. Okay? I was complaining about this to Dennis Cox last year. He said, next up, you people will be sous-vide-ing your turkeys. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So now, it's not just good enough to have a charcoal grill and put some burgers and dogs on, right? That used to be, if I could cook a nice burger, some decent dogs, and then maybe a steak, then I was, like, grill certified. I don't need to do ribs. I don't need to smoke a brisket to prove my worth.
Right.
I just need to be able to feed a gathering of somewhere between 2 and 20 people.
Sure.
Okay. So I've advanced beyond the, I mean, growing up, I felt like everybody just had the conventional charcoal grill, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now more and more, it's the gas grill, which I love the gas grill for convenience.
Yeah.
Some grill masters probably thumb their nose at me on that one. They probably have some, like, hybrid thing that has both,
mm-hmm.
so they can get the charcoal flavor in there, right? But, Victoria, have you seen this thing called the flat top grill? It's basically like, think hibachi.
Okay, I was going to say, like, are we at Waffle House?
Think,
are we
think Conky. Or, like, yeah, it's, if you're putting pancakes on it, it's a griddle.
Yeah.
If you're at Conky, it's hibachi. Or whatever. Yeah, yes, exactly. But now, and I was talking with my dudes today, and some people were like, you know, it just seems to be everywhere.
Right.
It's the ads, and everybody's doing it. And my friend Ben Swaim summed it up perfectly, where he was like, it feels like the type of thing that you're like, well, this grill master guy over here, now he's got this flat top grill and everybody's doing it. It seems cool. But as soon as you get it, you'd be like, I hate this thing.
Yeah, this is awful.
I hate it.
Waste of money.
I absolutely hate it. And I, you know what? There's, like, TikToks and Instagram reels out there where people are like, this flat top grill has changed my life.
Right.
Look at this.
I love
it. Look at what I can cook now. And I do. There is something about, you know, I lose an item or two in between the grill spaces. I don't even know what we call that.
Oh, like the grate?
Yes, the grate.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sorry. I lose some things down there, and I'm like, every now and then, I'm like, oh, why is there going to be space there?
Yeah.
Why can't we just heat up something flat,
or make it smaller.
But more than that, I'm not saying that I couldn't enjoy a flat-top grill. And I think also the way to go on this is keep your regular grill, but have, like, just a piece that sits on the flat top and, like, heats up, right?
Yeah.
That seems like to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But my bigger point is this. You people out there haven't found some new hobby or passion that you love. You're not like, oh, it's changed my life.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different. It's kind of a different crowd. This is probably more of, now I'm getting like sexist about it. I'm putting guys out on the grill and women up in the kitchen. That's what I'm doing.
That's where it's going.
is true, men and women, actually. But like, there's some of you that do this with the air fryer.
Yeah, I was going to say, like,
as soon as I learned to like cook a thing or two, you know, or I got a crock pot.
Or an Instant Pot.
As soon as I get a crock pot recipe that I like, then you're telling me that it's got to be Instant Pot or air fryer. This is the same thing happening on the grill. We're just, it's not that it's better. It's not that you like it more. It's not that that you found some new recipes or that it's all tastes so amazing. It's that you're trying to leave behind, condescend, thumb your nose at, look down upon average Joe griller like me who's just trying to feed his family, and you have to be some cut above.
So fancy.
That's all it is. So stop it with your flat top hibachi grills. I'm tired of it.
I know. Okay? It's probably beside their outdoor pizza oven, too. I just feel like
Don't even get me started with the outdoor pizza oven.
Setting the tone.
I feel like I'm like eating. They're like, oh, you still order pizza? You still have someone, you would allow
you
someone else to
your
make your own
in
pizza?
The oven?
you still cook your pizza inside your house?
Right.
You don't have stone with a gas line running
What's
to it?
What's wrong with you? You're disgusting.
They're just trying. They just need to feel better than and make someone else feel lesser than. That's all this is. So grill people with me unite. Just go out to your janky old grill that's falling apart.
With the charcoal, probably has a hole in
it. Or just the black electrical grill.
If
you got a silver electrical grill, then you're fancy. I have one, but guess what? It was a hand-me-down.
Yeah.
It was my sister's before me.
It's not even
new. And she moved out of town, so I got it. So I'm not fancy, okay? But I used to have the black, the janky one that, like, it's got an ignite switch, but you know it don't work no more. Like, you got to light a stick or a piece of paper and just stick it in the hole where the ignite switch is supposed to go. You don't feel bad about yourself.
No.
Okay? You grill your burgers and dogs.
You are a hard worker.
Proudly on that thing.
Your food tastes just as good.
And do not look over the fence and see Mr. Flat Top Hibachi. Do not allow that person to make you feel lesser than. Okay?
With his pizza oven.
Doing both at the same time.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm just doing some shrimp skewers on my Hibachi Flat Top as an appetizer.
Yeah,
for my, you know, a white cheese pizza that I'm going to do in my outdoor oven.
Exactly.
Just absolutely not. With the few minutes we have remaining, we have enough time to decide if things are overrated, underrated, or properly rightly rated. This is Rightly Rated.
I think we've been overrated. I think they've been underrated.
I know Mac Brown just joined the show last week. We got to ask Mac Brown what they are this year.
Yeah.
Are you guys overrated or underrated? Where does the media have you? Too high or too low?
We're going to go there with
Tell
the
us,
schedule.
Mac,
you
got Let us know.
Yeah.
All right. Graffiti. No, excuse me. Graffiti is the thing that happened. The thing that's overrated, underrated, or rightly rated is the Roman Colosseum. Is it overrated, underrated? Or you've been there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then you can answer the question first. Is it overrated, underrated, or rightly rated?
Oh, it's total. Well, okay. If you go in loving history, then it is rightly rated if you say that it's awesome, because it's super cool just to think about the history that happened in there, and then you get to see it in person. And of course, you're not supposed to take the little pebbles, but you can touch it. So I was like touching everything.
I was like,
gladiators were in here. I was really excited.
Is it big? Is it as big as
big.
You would think it would?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
All right. So I'm going to go with Colosseum rightly rated as well. Here's my thing. Anytime they build things huge, before electricity,
before cranes,
and computers and cranes, always like underrated to rightly rated. Like, it's just amazing that we were able to construct these things without what we have now. Now, they may not have had the red tape regulations that we have, but that's another story. So somebody thought it might be a good idea to scratch him and his fiance's name into the wall at the Coliseum. It says Ivan plus Haley, 23. And now they're looking for you, Ivan. You might want to change your name, or at least not. I hope you don't have Ivy plus Haley at thenot.com. Right. Like, I hope you don't have a wedding website. Because Italy's culture minister is calling for a man to be identified and sanctioned after he was filmed carving him and his fiance's names into a wall of the Colosseum. Could be a fine of up to $16,000, or at least, $16,000 after he carved letters into one of the walls of the nearly 2,000-year-old amphitheater.
Yeah.
The other cool thing, I always think about this, like when you're a kid in school, you're like, can't believe that the human race, the Roman Empire, built these colossal buildings for the sole purpose of watching man kill another man.
Yeah, for fun.
And then you go look at, like, the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, and you're like, oh, wait a minute.
I understand.
Wait a minute. Maybe it's the exact same thing. Maybe these are just Roman Colosseums.
Right.
And no, we're not watching tigers eat dudes.
Yeah.
We're just watching dudes, slowly kill each other.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, actually jab swords in them.
Right.
We just watch them pound each other's heads.
Push them down some steps, yeah.
Until they die. Next up, overrated, underrated, or rightly rated. Orcas. Are orcas overrated, underrated, or rightly rated? First of all, can we just talk about the Orcas got a great PR team.
Oh, yeah.
Because for about 25 years of my life,
They
were killer whales.
Right.
They were killer whales.
Yes. Speaking of things that we grew up saying is one thing and now is another.
Now they're orcas. And apparently, we've always known that they were smart.
Yeah.
And now we know they're really smart. See, we kicked all the orcas out of, like, our SeaWorld.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, we used to let orcas swim with people.
Yeah, and then they started killing people.
Well, in exchange, every now and then, they would just eat one of the people. So now, We aren't letting them do that anymore.
No.
And they're exacting their revenge. They're like, oh, you think you can keep us away just because we're not in your parks?
Uh-huh.
We're going to come get you in the ocean.
Watch this.
So orcas took on the ocean race team's J-A-J-O. They endured several heart-stopping minutes on their approach to the Strait of Gibraltar on Thursday when their boat came under attack from a pod of orcas. There's video footage circling the Dutch yacht before accelerating towards it, ramming the rudders. This has been happening to a bunch of boats off of Portugal. Started with a P-O, got my wrong European country there. Off the coast of Portugal. This has been happening a bunch. And, like, they've sunk three boats. And several people have been watching and be like, yo, these things are, like, learning and teaching each other how to do this.
Wow.
We haven't figured out what the behavior is for. Like, are they doing it for fun? Do they think they're playing with the boats? Do they think they're, like, hunting? What's going on here?
Wow.
But this one disrupted the boat. And these people, like, dropped their sails. They tried to, like, bang on the hull to make noise to get them to go away. And finally, after a few tacks, they said they went away. Again, authorities have noted a steady increase in interaction between orcas and vessels in the Strait of Gibraltar and Portugal. More than 20 incidents in May. In some cases, boats significantly damaged. Three to the point of sinking. So, like, we were worried about the robots.
Yeah.
Real life animals can still come at us, too.
Move over, Jaws. There's going to be a sequel for Free Willy.
Yes, but yes.
Scary one.
Orcas, they're coming at us.
What?
Yeah. So.
Wow.
So are orcas overrated, underrated, or rightly rated?
I mean, so speaking of Free Willy, I grew up, watching that movie. And, of course, the cool part where the kid's on the, stones, the rock, and it jumps over.
Come on, it's awesome.
And, you grow to love orcas. So to hear this story is kind of terrifying, although I've heard they're sad. I don't know.
The other thing about orcas, we had them in SeaWorld for a number of years.
Yeah.
And, like, 99.9% of the interactions would be great. And, like, there's signs of them, like, showing love. And they, like, really care for their people. And they'll be playful. And they'll make them do flips and stuff. And then one day one will be like, just decided to drag my trainer around.
Yeah. I don't like you
anymore. Whatever, right?
Yeah.
Whenever I, like, think about that, I always think about, like, the wolf that I own and keep in my house that we call a dog.
Yeah.
But, like, it's the same thing where you're like, everything's going fine. But, like, one day if I accidentally step on its tail wrong, it might decide that it's got the teeth, the jaws, the will, and the natural, predatory instinct to just destroy me. But I'm like, nah. man, Ed. I'm
yeah,
sure.
He's fine.
He's only 130 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm sure he would never do something like that.
Yeah, he's totally fine. You know what? I guess maybe they're underrated then.
I got to go. I think underrated. I think we've underrated them. And finally, the lottery. Is the lottery overrated, underrated, or properly rightly rated? Do you play the lottery at all?
Okay, so every now and again I'll do scratch-offs just for fun.
Scratch-offs are great.
I grew up, my mom always loves to do that. So
Keno's like the best. Those.
And let me say, someone I went to high school with
just won a bunch of money.
Won a bunch of money.
That's why you play.
I know, so I can't say they're not worth it.
I'm a sucker on I don't play like every day or all the time, you know. But I'm a sucker on the Powerball stuff. When people are do you know the odds? It's like 1 in 1 billion. And I'm like, oh, dude, do you know the odds if you don't play? 0% chance. You cannot win. You can never win. I might be able to win.
Yes.
I have a ticket.
There's a chance.
We know before the drawing, we know you're not winning.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
I have a chance to win. I don't care about the odds. Mine are better than yours. The lottery, probably rightly rated. This actually comes up because the short story, The Lottery, completely underrated.
Oh, yeah?
75 years old today, it turned. When it first got published, the New Yorker that it was published in got all kinds of response from it. People were like, well, this is crazy. And they even describe it as like almost like a Sopranos ending because there's a twist at the end, and then they don't explain it. You just walk away, and you're like, wait, did that just happen? So shout out to, there are not many short stories or books or whatever that I read in seventh grade. Many of them I faked reading anyway. I just wanted to pass the test, right?
Right. Or you got the pizzas from Pizza Hut.
As long as I knew enough to pass the test, I was fine. The Lottery, I read that thing and it stuck with me. And I go back and read it every few years. That is a fantastic, discomforting short story. Happy 71st birthday to The Lottery. It is underrated. Go read it if you haven't.